Rav Menachem Goldstein, Tifa Torah, Part 14.
Okay, we explained. Okay, we explained the reason that Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus made hocus pocus three times because he wanted to show them, but that if that's question of logic of das Torah, so I'm also able to say my opinion. And why? Because he had the three conditions. First one, which is symbolized by the carob tree, that is mistapek bemuat, is not eager to have more materiality, is spiritual personality. Second one with the water, that the water, as we learned also here on the Maharal, are symbolizing good traits of humble, being humble, which is also conditioned to accept the Torah. And the third one is with the walls of the Beis Midrash, where that tilt a bit to the side or to fall down, and that's because that's they were like evidence that he was learning all this power of making Steigen learning the whole time. Okay.
I always wondered why Rabbi Elazar made this demonstration with this particular halacha. Throughout Shas, you have hundreds of times that Rabbi Elazar disagrees with the Chachamim, you have Machlokes.
Yes.
Why this?
So maybe on other places it was already later that people weren't learning good enough, but on the beginning it said on the sources that the machlokesim started after I think Yosei ben Yoezer v'Yochanan. It said on Mishneh Oves, I remember one of the zugos.
Yeah.
And in the beginning everyone learned well. Afterwards something changed, that because maybe because of the wars, because of the Romans, because of all the political situation and troubles that they suffered from the non-Jews, they couldn't learn normally like before.
Yeah.
So this question, as far as I understood, was question of logic, not of proofing from any source.
Uh-huh.
See, when you have posuk, so one can interpret this posuk in this way and this way.
Yeah.
And sometimes both of them legitimic. So, for example, on the last days, Daf Yomi appears many times that there is extra otvav. So the Gemara is saying this Tana was doiresh, make a conclusion from that, something he learned. And the other Tana, I think, no, that's normal way to work with or without, okay? But here it's logic. Does oven, which is consist of bricks and connected with cement, considered part of the ground like building? Then he doesn't accept tuma, or that's like separated thing, which we just don't want put the cement in order that the heat won't come out and that won't fall down.
Yeah.
But it's actually is mobile things that we trying to fix it on the specific place, and that there is an option to break it and to transfer that to another place. Okay, but the main point is that we learned also that the power of like the shoulders of Rabban Gamliel, that he was. Even that no doubt that Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was so godel b'Torah and genius and know so much, but he said because of the fact that he made these tricks and hocus pocus, so normal people will be shocked and say, wow, he is the right one. Mm-hmm. And that takes out all the base of the central leadership of the Jewish nation, which was by Rabban Gamliel, was nothing. So that's why he was saying while he was on the ship, Galui v'yadoa lefanecha, shelo lechvodi asiti, velo lechvod bet Abba asiti. It's not for my honor, ela shelo yirbu machlokos b'Israel. Next generation, everyone will make another decision according to his Baba. You know, Baba, there is man, Babot. You know what's Babot? Here at Israel, the Baba, it's like Kabbalistic personalities that people running after. Sometimes
like Baba Sali.
Yes, Baba Sali was holy. Okay.
Yeah.
But he was putting his hand like that, not like that.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. And there are many that putting like that. Give me money.
Yeah.
Yes.
Same, yeah.
So this and you know once there was here Rav Sharabi, yes?
Yeah.
Many people came to him, please write me Kamea. What about that I don't have kids, children, I want children. So he wrote them something and they put it on their neck, okay? So they asked him, you have, your wife doesn't have kids. He was married a few times. So why you are not writing here? So I can't use this for my favor, for my benefit.
Uh-huh.
I'm not allowed, yes? The opposite way. All his knowledge was using to help others, not to help himself. I cannot. Yes? That was his answer. Okay, I'm coming back about in the meeting. Now he's saying, Ubeperek, just a second, I have to remember. No. Just a second. We are on Perek Gimel, yes?
Yeah. Okay.
And so I will start, restart
Perek
Gimel. You found?
Maybe sure here. We were on Bet. I thought we were anywhere.
We finished Perek Bet, now we'll start the Perek Gimel, okay?
So we're starting.
So,
down.
Yes. Just a second. אוקיי, okay. הנה התבהר לך, כי מפני שצריך אל האדם הכנה לקבל על השכל, it was explained, because the person should make preparations to accept the wisdom, לכך ראוי שיהיה אל האדם המידות אשר להם יחוס אל השכל. So that's why he needs all the traits which are connected to the wisdom. ולכך אמרנו כי הענווה בייחוד היא הכנה אל התורה השכלית. So that's why we explained that being humble specifically, that's one of the best preparations to accept the Torah, which is with unhuman, like God's wisdom. כי מידת הענווה מתייחס אל השכל כמו שאמרנו, because this trait is correlate with the wisdom, as we already explained. ואם כך הוא יותר צריך אל האדם הכנה הזאת, שלא יהיה בעל תאווה גופנית. And if that's so, so a person should make preparations that he won't be eager after materiality. כי בדבר זה נוטה לגמרי אל הגשמי. If you know, there are two things which are the opposite of the Torah. חומריות, materiality, and proud, גאווה. So if I'm not allowed to be proud because that will damage my ability to accept the Torah, so קל וחומר, the person that feed himself like a balloon and the whole time running after more chips, shawarma, whatever, all the cholesterol and all the Coca-Cola, of course, his nature will be running after materiality. He cannot accept the Torah. Yes? ואיך יהיה בו נמצא השכל שהוא הפך הגשמי? Rav Steinman used to eat just so mad, just a bit. He was counting the spoons. And people asked him, why you are counting? 4 or 5. Saying, because I'm thinking to myself if I need this the next spoon or not. Yes? His food was very limited. And he survived so many years, more than 100. Yes? Everyone knows, even the doctor saying that the Rambam was one of the best doctors during the whole history. Yes? He was saying that one of the major things which cause health problems is eating too much. Yes, that's let's say special on our generation. The food started to be industrial, so
yes.
That contains many things which cause damage to the body. Mm-hmm. So if you will eat, I even read articles about that. Someone that has diabetes. So he's not allowed to sugar. Mm-hmm. But I read articles that he's permitted to have watermelon.
Ah, that's interesting.
That's interesting. Why? So that shows that the sugar which comes from Hashem is much better. Even that you have to limit limitation. But if you eat, sometimes when you eat sugar by fruit, so that will come out from you and won't damage. And the sugar, which is chemicals, will damage. And all the industrial food, which I spoke, is making all the blood streams more narrow, and that causes afterwards heart attack, and or that causes problems with crack. How do you say with the brain? Okay. Yes, that person is blocked in some places, and that's awful cases. Yeah. Yes, yeah. So that's why the doctors are recommending everyone to make sport. By running, by going, that makes all the systems of breathing and the blood and the thinking also that helps. People with desperation or such problems needs to make sports because that make serotonin and many other causes to improve their well thinking and to take them out from their situation. Okay, let's continue. ובפרק כיצד מעברין. אומר אבונה, מהי דכתיב? What's written? חייתך ישבו בה, תכין בטובתך לעני אלוקים. What means? אם משים האדם עצמו כחיה זו שדורסת ואוכלת, תלמודו מתקיים. ואם לאו, אין תלמודו מתקיים. So one explanation is like that. If person is like eating for life, the animals, you can see the lion. He is running after the deer and catching them and eating them, okay? But just because he needs that to survive. And if he doesn't need, so he's leaving that and not doing anything. But eating that is that's like needs for life. So also person should understand that learning Torah that needs for his life. Yes? So that's why he should so then his learning will be existing, but in love. But if he thinks, okay, that extra. Sometimes I have time. Sometimes I don't have time. Sometimes I want to sleep. Sometimes I want to read newspaper. So then he doesn't treat the Torah like source of life. So then he won't have the Torah. Yes, that will run away. There is pasuk on the Gemara Hataif Enecha Bo Ve'Enenu. If you are taking out your mind from the Torah, that it can cause. It does ben yom yomai mezveka. That's how it works.
So what exactly is he saying? He's saying that in order to acquire Torah, you have to have regular siddurim or what
yes,
exactly?
Fixed siddurim, which you consider them major importance. You're
right,
not giving that up.
Okay.
Okay. ויקא דאמרי, second explanation, כחיה שמסרחת אכילתו תלמודו מתקיים. ואם לאו, אין תלמודו מתקיים. עד כאן. So I didn't understand the second explanation, but he's going to explain that just a second. The second explanation is saying like the animal knows that he should eat what he catch. Oh, just a second. Just excuse me. Hello. Ken, shalom. Ken. Here, that's make it shut down. Okay. So פירוש. I'm on the last time. What's the explanation? כי השכל הוא מרוחק ונבדל מן הגוף. The wisdom is separated from the body. לפיכך, אם האדם הוא כמו חיה, that's why if the person is like the animal, שאין החיה מסדרת אכילתה, so then if the person is like an animal, that שאין החיה מסדרת אכילתה, the animal are not having fixed hours. There is no time for ארוחת בוקר, ארוחת צהריים, lunch, supper. That's when רק שהיא דורסת, וממהרת אכילתה בלי שום הכנה. So the animal sometimes on the morning, sometimes on the afternoon, find the food to eat, and then it's eating immediately. וכך אינו מקפיד על אכילתו, בזה נראה שהאדם הזה אינו נוטה לתאווה הגופנית, ולכך הוא מקבל השכל לגמרי, ויש לתורתו קיום. So then by that shows that person is not making a big business from the food. Just when he need, he is eating. So that means that the important activity for him is a spiritual activity by learning, for example. And what the reason that he is eating is to be healthy, to be okay. ולכך הוא מקבל השכל לגמרי, ויש אל תורתו קיום, שכאשר אדם אינו גופני, השכל מתקיים בו. That's when the person is not material personality, so then the שכל קיים בו, the wisdom can exist. ואם לאו, but if the opposite, that אין תלמודו מתקיים, כי נראה שהוא בעל גוף גשמי, ואין לו יחוס אל השכל כלל. Because if the opposite is eager more to the materiality, so that means that his ani, what's his real existence, is for the material part, so, and is not connected to the spiritual.
Yeah, I'm a little bit missing something. How does he show that he is tends more towards the material rather than the spiritual?
Yes.
What is he doing wrong?
So there is a saying in Hebrew which I just wanted now to example like that. There's saying one person who ochel bishvil lechiot, another one who chai bishvil lechol.
Yeah.
What's the difference? One person is eating in order to survive, to live, not to die, and the other one is living to eat.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's behind. Is it purpose or just the way to?
Yeah.
Yes. So the way. So we have two parts at our body: the physical body and the spiritual soul.
Yeah.
So if there is also the whole one the whole time struggling between both of them, what influence us more? Mm-hmm. Yes, who is the horse and who is the rider?
Right,
so
yes.
if my body ride me, that means that I will be the main point that I'm thinking about is the food. And between the meals, I don't want to be burned, so I'm learning a bit.
No,
but if the opposite, I'm interested about learning, so even while I sit, while I'm eating, I will tell my mate, you know, I learned Chiddush. Today, such an idea I haven't thought about. I have Dvar Torah, nice Dvar Torah for Shavuot, and I will speak about the Torah. Yes, and I want to speak about the food. I will speak about spiritual things. That's what was explained here. Okay. And then he's saying, וכן לאיקה דאמרי, also according to the second explanation, כמו החיה שמסרחת ואוכלת, שאינו מקפיד על אכילתו, עד שתי אכילה אליו כראוי. So the animal doesn't care how the food will be. You have the food, okay, he's eating. Yes, מסריח means a bit stinky, not important for him. Yes, he doesn't need that to be very special. And ואדם זה מוכן אל השכלי. So that means that someone that is making big business, so from the food, so he needs that to be special cutlery and special amount, and he will be angry at his wife. Why did you put enough salt? And that makes quarreling with people. And why you took bigger size piece than me? And so his mind is about this, the food.
Yeah,
yes,
right, yeah.
Yes. Why a person is walking on two, an animal walking on four?
Yeah.
Because the animal, the mind is about the eating. Yes, so the cats are going from the first garbage here, continuing next garbage, eating there a bit, then afterwards ahead. And the cow is putting down its head to eat the grass. But person should be standing, thinking ahead, not looking on the ground. Yes, like similar to the angels above. Mm. Yes, So then we should have, you know, it's, once my Rosh Hashiva, once Rebbe Chazach, he said like that. It's better to be next to the beach and seashore and to think about the Gemara than being next to the Gemara and thinking about the beach. Yes? So
yeah,
the person is where his thinking is.
Yeah.
Yes? That's similar to the idea that the Maharal here is explaining. Okay. ואלו שתי הלשונות. הראשון שדורסת ואוכלת, היינו שאוכל במהירות, ואינו שותה באכילתו כדרך בני אדם. So now he is summarizing. We saw two explanations for the Gemara Masechet Eruvin Daf Nun Dalet, which brings the posuk, the comparison to the animal while it's eating. And the first explanation was that the animal is eating fast and not making big business to stay 2 hours eating. Mm-hmm. Yes, and the second explanation was means that the animal, the person is the second explanation is that I don't care even that the food will left aside in order to be able to learn more. Mm-hmm. So then both of them just wait to show the importance of the learning compared to the food. Veshneim emet, both of them are true. Ki im imeir achilato, if he's eating fast, ve'no marich besudato b'shvil limudo, and he's not making 2 hours about eating, like sitting in order to be able to learn. Ve'im yesh lo limud, and also if he's in the middle of learning, lo imeir el achila, he won't stop at once in the middle of learning to eat. At ki lifamim nitkake lo achila, even that the food getting spoiled, not warm anymore. והכל שהוא דוחה הגוף החומרי בשביל השכלי. So both explanations that he's rejecting the material body in order to get the to improve his spiritual existence of the soul. ואם כך עושה, so if he's doing so, I'm on page י"ג, שמבטל הגוף בשביל, that he's canceling the body in order for the spiritual part, יש אל השכל קיום. So then the wisdom will be existing. Kasher en lo mevatel, he's not canceling that. Aval im no ose kach, but if he's not doing like that, just the opposite. Harei tavat haguf, the desires of the body mevatel hasechel, ki en mitnaged yoter el hasechel rak haguf. The material part of him is like objecting the wisdom. Yeah, and I told you once that the rabbis used to say, "Ma'ishiv haruach u'moyred hageshem." That means, in order to retain the spirituality, "Ma'ishiv haruach u'moyred hageshem," we have to reduce a bit the gashmius. Yes, material. Ve'en dome ze el ma she'amru ha'ma'arich b'shulchano ma'arichim lo yamav. So then he's asking, just a second. Yes, I told you that the Maharal used to analyze Gmores, all the sources, to answer many people that were started the reforming and started to attack him. So he already answering questions that he thought that he might be asked. That someone will bring Gmore on Maset Bochet, that he's saying it's good to make long time eating on his table. Ha-ma'arich b'shulchano, ma'arich en lo yamav, so he will have longer life. So saying no, that's not the meaning of this more. The sham ose bishvil she'yavor aniim ve'lo l'tavato. Why he ma'arich b'shulchano? Because he is waiting for the poor people to join him. So when he is inviting people to join his meals, so then it's better to have more time for eating, and not for his desires. Inami dekan aire she'no ma'arich b'chanat zodato rak dores v'ochel kmo achaya she'en la'achala. Okay, ויש לך להבין באלו השתי הלשונות. And we should understand by these two explanations, כי לשון הראשון שאמר כחיה דורסת, the first explanation which explained it like an animal which is attacking, סובר כי השכלי ראוי שיהיה תמידי לא יוסר כלל. The first explanation thinks that the spiritual part should be like fixed the whole time.
Yeah.
Not taken away. וזהו עניין השכל, שאין תחת הזמן כלל. The wisdom is not under limitation of time.
Yeah.
Not time abated. וכדכסיב, it said, והגית בו יום ולילה. The food is limited, not the spiritual part. ולפיכך אמר, שאם האדם כחיה דורסת, ואינו שואב באכילתו לתת זמן לאכילתו, מפני שהוא רוצה שלא עשו מן התורה, if the person is eating fast and not staying a lot, long in order to be able to come back to his learning, so then as torato mitkayemet ki baze ra'a shu sikhli, by that he is showing that he is spiritual. Vela lashon ha'sheni, according to the second explanation, shemasrachat achilata, that the animal doesn't care, that means that the food is spoiled, dehaynu she'eino ratzu lasur min ha'torah, he doesn't want to stop his learning. That's difficult for him. Yes, you know, Rav Ovadia Yosef, he was so eager to learn Torah, so his wife couldn't do anything with him. Once he was telling his family the bread was finished. They used to eat sandwich with gvina, cheese, every morning. All the kids, yeah. he had many kids. So no one was at home to go, to bring more, to buy more bread. And he said, I will go to the shop. So he went, and he's not coming. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. After 15 minutes, he's coming back and saying, I don't know where is the shop. Mm-hmm. Yes, he didn't know where is the supermarket, the Makolet. Mm-hmm. Yes? And his wife, when she wanted to buy for a new jacket for festivals or shoes, she told the shopper, please, I will pay you more. Come to my home and check his body and check his measles. So he was holding the gemara. And the other one was saying, put your hand, and he continued putting his hand, and he's measuring his size, and he's continued to learn the whole time, his finger inside, not leaving that, like Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the whole time, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Once came to him, I saw a movie clip what was his name, I forgot. Maskir of the Knesset, I forgot, he wasn't religious. So he came to visit Rav Ovadia Yosef, and he saw the books. And he said, why do Rav need so many books? You can't learn all this. So Rav Ovadia Yosef told him, choose one of the books.
Yeah.
Yes, take something, maybe from above, from here. So he took one of the books, took out. Read line for me. He read the line, and Rav Yosef continues the whole page at once. Oh, at once.
Yeah.
Yes. Without seeing that. Yes? What do you mean I'm not learning these books? That was his life. Mm. Why? Because of this being so addicted. Yes? There was on the Shalmer's world, on Badat Zahid HaRedis, was Reuven Bengis. Yes? On Purim, his students used to make him examines. How? They took a needle and put that into the page and asked him on this in the middle of this page, 3 pages ahead or 10 pages ahead, what will be written? And he was telling them, and they tried to test him. On the side of the Gemara there are sources, so they examined him by reading two of them. And you will know which masechta and which page is it. So once he was a mistake. So he told him not true. So he said third one. So then he was right. So opened the other place that he said, and also there was appearing to these sources, citations. So he was right, but it was doubled on two places on the shas. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's level of gdolim because they are so eager to learn the whole time. So here we were on the page Yud Gimel, and we said that ve'etzel ze nireh sheyesh lo ma'alat ha'sechel shu tamid. By this person, he has a preference of the wisdom that always kasher eino rotzeh lefrosh min ha'Torah. The whole voice is attached to the Torah. It doesn't want to stop him there. V'torato mitkayemet. V'amar she'im adam oseh kach, if person is doing like that, az hu nivdal mita'avot hagufaniyot. Then he is separating himself from the physical desires. V'az Hashem yisbarach oseh lo seuda. Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu preparing him big meal. What means meal? Not physical meal. שהוא מוכן להיות נהנה מזיו השכינה, לעתיד לבוא, שזאת הסעודה תהיה לעתיד, שתהיה לו סעודה נבדלת, that he will have a special meal like in front of Hashem, באויל המאבה, בלתי גשמית, not material, כאשר אינו נמשך אחר סעודת הגוף, that's parallel to the fact that all his life he was attached and addicted to the spiritual learning,
addicted,
so
is not a good word.
Okay. So then is to the spiritual part, so that's why he's getting that. Kmo she itbaer beprachim, אצל בפרקים אצל והכל והכל מתוקן לסעודה אין שם והתבהר כי צריך שיהיה לאדם מחנה לקבל התורה ואם לא כן אי אפשר לקבל את התורה השכלית yes person should prepare himself like we are doing now 13 בולי רק צריך שיהיה גובר על גופו הגשמי he should just as we said that he should ride the physical body not the physical body riding him asher hu asher usibat harchaka min asher usibat harchaka min sechel hanivdal that what makes him that if the physical body is making himself like separated from the wisdom ve'az yesh letorato kiyum she'omed bo sechel elokiu ha'torah and by that his Torah will exist and be stable with the wisdom of God. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't know you were being a shiur.